This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. One of the year's hottest bands is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. The New Jersey trio has drawn international attention for its manic shows and songs about sex. Lead singer Karen O told the New York Times that Playboy magazine asked her to be on its cover. So with a sex symbol lead singer and a loud post-punk sound, you might guess the band's fans are mostly teenaged boys. Sarah Paul reports, you should guess again.
On stage, Karen O thrashes and jumps in 80s-style ripped threads, beer spilling from her mouth like a waterfall while she wails into her microphone. Lead guitarist Nick Zimmer's thick black coif just about bounces on his tiny pale frame. His t-shirt reads, "Sex is better than anything." It's not really a rock show you take your parents to. At least, not my parents.
My parents are just like, by far like, the most enthusiastic and biggest fan.
Karen O and Nick Zimmer say their parents have had a lot to do with the band's success.
I think actually in a lot of ways this band has helped like solidify my relationship to my parents, like by being able to be in something that is somewhat successful now, like it furthers a respect from them to me and then ultimately back from me to them. My mother has a really large like collection of magazines stacked up, and it's sort of like a ray of sunshine for her.
Karen O's parents, Bill and Munjo Rzolik, are proud of their daughter too, though initially the music took a little getting used to.
So when we got the EP and we heard when we heard those first five songs, I mean, shock is probably too weak a word to describe the reaction. But nonetheless, you know, because it was Karen, we tried to like it, and we played it again and again and again, and we got to love it.
The next step was to go and see the band live.
It was a big venue, maybe, 1,400 people there, and we were very nervous, to say the least, and we brought a bunch of our friends, and we stood there in awe that night because the show was just—I mean, she was special, and we just could not believe that was our daughter on the stage. Could not believe it.
As a tribute to their parents, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs played a song from their first EP about a self-important Soho artist who worships fame and sex.
I've been working on a piece that speaks of sex and desperation.
That first night when I saw her, I knew that she might be a little self-conscious because her parents were there. So, you know, I mean, we got to talk to her at the VIP lounge just before she got on the stage. So I told Karen, don't hold anything back just because we are here. And Karen said, don't worry, Mom. And she didn't.
The first show that they saw, we dedicated Art Star to our parents, which is like one with the, like this like blood-curdling like howl in the middle of it.
She let it fly that night, and all I remember is while it was going on, watching the beer fly, I kept worrying that she was going to slip and fall, slip on the beer, and hurt. You know, as a father, I'm thinking, oh my God, don't let her hurt herself. You know, and well, I'm still enjoying the music. I mean, but it was distracting. And one shoelace was untied. She was on the stage in front of 1,400 people, just jumping up and down, doing pirouettes, falling down, standing up, and singing at the same time. It was an amazing performance. That's all. And we were in awe. And a year and a half later, we still are.
The stage show isn't quite as freeform as it looks. Karen O is a persona that Karen Rzolik adopted early on. In fact, She created the character, named the band, and fully formed the image before ever writing a song. It's very well thought out, right down to the last rip in her stockings.
That character that comes out in me was just in full throttle, from the first show there, and so I just kind of went with it. It's just like the more attention to detail and the more commitment you have, the more, you know, sort of credible it is. You'll believe in it, I'll believe in it, you know, and the more, the fans will believe in it.
So I'll count it off. One, two, three, go. I got a man who makes me walk here.
Performance art, that's the way I describe it.
Mr. Orzolik says it's not the Karen who grew up in suburban New Jersey.
She gets on stage and she's just a different person, and she's an entertainer.
Yeah, she's not that wild in real life.
Well, we got a lot of people think that we're just going to be really sort of misbehaved, and yeah, we're just so low-key. It's a joke how low-key we are. We kind of save it for the stage, really, you know.
It's been 2 years since Bill and Munja Orzolik first saw their daughter perform. They may not have gotten used to it entirely, but at least they know what to expect. Now Karen's grandparents are getting a taste.
My father's 82 and my mother's 81. I sent them a CD. And then I sent them some clips from the music magazine, so they're well aware of what their granddaughter's doing. And they went out and bought a new CD player because they have an old one. The sound is not too good. So they went out and they bought a new CD player, and they've been listening to it, so they seem to love it.
Karen's grandparents will get their turn to see the Yeah Yeah Yeahs perform when the band tours Korea this fall. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Paul in New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.